I didn't make a slide, so I just came up with my tip this morning. I'm Kimberly Moore. I'm at the University of Florida. I'm in Fort Lauderdale. I'll mention that all of my classes are online. I'm an online instructor. I did start out teaching live classes, but I'm moved everything online because I'm teaching back to Gainesville, which is just north of here. I'm all the way down by Miami, so I'm 300 miles from Gainesville. So I'm teaching back. My tip is not a new tip. It's something that's been kind of bounced around a lot lately, but it's called backwards design. And I know as instructors, when I started teaching, the first thing I thought of was my content. What am I going to lecture on? And I had all my lectures. Then I wrote my exams, and then I went into the classroom. And I learned really quickly that's not necessarily the best way to do it. How many of you start with your content? Come on, we all start with our content. All right? And I learned that the better way, and my tip is, start with their learning outcomes. What do you expect the students to learn? Okay? And they have to be, we have to go back to our Bloom's taxonomy, and we want to have active verbs. What do we actively want the students to learn when they get out of the class? Start with that. And you're going to come up with this long list of objectives. What do you want them to know when they walk out of that class? They ought to be able to do X, Y, and Z really well. Then, how are you going to assess that the next step is, how are you going to make sure that they can do X, Y, and Z? Right? And then the last thing is your content. And it doesn't have to be a lecture. I learned really quickly. There may be an article that explains what I want them to know, and I don't have to lecture. And in online teaching, they don't want to listen to me lecture every week online. So I could use a YouTube video. I can use a reading assignment. There's so much content out there. We are in a content generation. There's content. I watch my daughter. She's on YouTube every day. She's bombarded with content. I don't have to give her content. All right? But I want to be the guide. So I come up with my learning outcomes. What do I want them to be able to do? X, Y, Z by the end of the semester. And then how am I going to make sure that they can do those things? And sometimes it's the hands-on activity, as Kent was talking about, that I want to be able, and I can do that in an online class. I can send them something, and then they send me back the product. I sent my students cuttings, and I said, grow these plants, and I didn't tell them how to grow them. I just sent them cuttings. And one student put his in the backyard and rats ate it. One student put it in his front yard and something else ate it. But they learned by the end of the semester, every one of them said, I know what I did wrong and I know how I'm going to fix it the next time I grow these plants. And I looked at that as a success story that they actually figured it out and I didn't have to give it. They got the content on their own and I didn't have to lecture on it. So I challenge you to go back and look. I know we're all going, oh crap. Fall semester starting. But look at your course and think about what do you want your students to learn, and then how are you going to assess that they have learned that? It can be a quiz. It could be an assignment. I decided to assess how my students were learning in that class was I gave them the cuttings, and if they could grow the plants, then they showed me that they could follow through. And I didn't have a test. I got rid of tests because I'm online. Everybody can cheat online. So I don't do tests anymore. I do other types of assessment so I don't have to do tests. Because I know they're going to be going, hey, did you get the A. It's always A, you know. So, and even with all the lockdown browsers, it doesn't work. So that's my tip. Questions? Yes?
So you don't give tests.
No, I don't give tests. No.
You have assignments like this?
I have, like, if I want to know if, for example, one of my learning outcomes is, like, for students to be able to describe the impacts of light on plant growth in a greenhouse. And what I can do is I gave them a case study. I went to the Bahamas where they were growing peppers in a glass greenhouse in Nassau by the airport, and they didn't know why their tomatoes were dying. And I said, well, light and temperature have a big effect there. And they're going, but the students had to figure that out. I didn't tell them anything other than this is what's wrong. How would you fix this? And it related back to the objective for that module or for that lecture. They had to go and figure it out. And they have to cite their sources. How did they figure out what the problem? They had to identify the problem. How do they solve it? How are they going to advise this grower? So I have case studies. I have problems. I give them plants, or I'll say your semester project is to grow this crop. using everything you learned from the semester. I'm not going to tell you anything other than the name of the plant. You have to figure everything else out. And it challenges them to look it up. When you give them the power to learn on their own, they will do it. Some won't. But those are the ones who aren't, going to do it anyway, whether you're in class or not. There are those that aren't going to do it anyway. And then there are those who are embracing and say, I'm going to go. And, I learned that, I watched my daughter's, fourth grade teacher. She said, go learn something about space. My daughter came home and wrote a 20 slide PowerPoint on space. And she looked everything up in books and online, and she learned what a reliable source was and said, I can't use that. And all her teacher was gave her a few guidelines and said, go learn. And I watch her excite, and I'm like, why aren't we doing that, giving them the power? Is it me telling them? They don't want that. And then telling it back in a quiz? That's all the weird I was doing with my tests. I tell it in a lecture, then they tell it back to me. And I said, there's got to be a better way and something that's a little more engaging. So, and again, I've mixed my content. I don't use only my lectures. I've found that there are a lot of better resources than me already put online. YouTube has some amazing stuff. So I'm like, I'm using you guys. I'm not using me because some of you explain it better than I do. I'm going to use you. If you've already put it out there, I'm going to use you because I may not be the best expert on that topic. So, and then they'll go and find their own resources on their own. So, no, I don't do tests. I don't, because they were going to cheat anyway. I know they were. I mean, it's online. You know, they're going to have their, shouldn't say cheat. They're going to have all their notes in their books, everything open, and they're going to be going, oh, well, she said that. No, that's not showing me that they learned. They're showing me that they can regurgitate what I said. So I'd rather see that they apply it to a situation or apply it to a problem. And we all have lots of problems in horticulture. We can walk around and see problems everywhere we go. All we have to do is, in our normal lives, go, oh, look at how they pruned that tree. Look what they did to those plants in the greenhouse. Look what they did here. We have enough of our own problems that we can create, give our students these problems and ask them to solve them. And that's showing that they have learned. So, and that's how I measure, that's my assessment. Yes? Do I give grades? Oh, yeah. How do I evaluate in online? No, they don't complain. They actually like this better. I actually did a survey. They actually like this. I call it my authentic assessment. They actually like this better than quizzes and tests. I will use quizzes at the end of the lecture for them as a self-study, as a study for feedback. Did they actually catch the highlights of the lecture? Kind of like Cindy uses her think, pair, share. Did they get the basic points? But I don't grade that. Each of those case studies or authentic assessments, they're all worth a little bit of points. So like if module has four sections to it, each assignment's worth 25 points. At the end, that's 100 points. That's one exam. Now, they realize that if they miss one, now they're at 75 points. And I had one student go, I missed two of the assignments, and now I'm at 50 points. I said, yeah. And they go, so it really they don't think about, oh, it's only 25 points. But at the end of the semester, if everything, so if you have three modules and each one has four sections, 25 points, that's 300 points by the end of the semester. And they're going, oh, cripe. Yeah, oh, my goodness, I should have done that assignment. And I have a rubric for every assignment, you know, things that I'm looking for. So it makes it a lot easier, and it's all built into the online learning. I already have it all built in, so I have to click the button. And so they're going to get, like, I grade them on critical thinking. I grade them on significance. I don't, you know, general answer. I don't grade if their answer is right or wrong. How do they think? How do they come up with an answer? And did they cite their answer? They are awful about citations. And they have to, and I take off points if they don't cite it. They don't tell me where they got, how, and I ask them to look for three different sources to support their answer. And they go, oh, and that by the end they get it. So, yes.
I think, and ideally, I think what you're doing is great, but doesn't it make you vulnerable to the ones that complain and everything? They got the grade that they deserve.
I haven't gotten any complaints. But most of them realize that they didn't do the assignment. And in an online environment, I realize that computers break. So there's a four-day grace window. So the assignments, I define it clearly at the beginning of the semester. Online class begins Monday at 8 and Sunday at 5. All assignments are due Sunday at 5. Now you have until Thursday at 5 to turn it in, barring computer issues, internet going down, no laptop, this, that, or the other thing. But there's so much out there that they don't have, you know, most of them realize that they just drop the ball and they don't complain. And then the ones who do have a computer issue, I got that frantic email Sunday at 4. My computer crashed and I don't, and I'm like, relax, you have until Thursday. And if you have a good excuse that your computer crashed, I'm not going to ask you for proof. I'm not going to take off points. And everyone else, they realize, well, I don't mind losing 5 points. So I haven't seen the complaint because the ones who aren't doing the assignments are usually the ones who know that they're slacking and they've earned the grade. And then at the end of the semester, I always get those who say, can I still turn in that assignment? No, the window has passed. We've moved on. And so case by case. But there are those, but I haven't seen a lot of complaints. They find it challenging to actually problem solve. Okay.
Thank you.